Okay, so what time is it? 5:31. My train left to take me back home. Let's see. It left from a half hour from here. I had to get a Uber ride from about 20 miles away because that's as close as Amtrak gets to State Valley. State Valley? Happy Valley. State College. Brain's a little fried. My train left a half hour, 40 minutes ago, and it was a 30-minute drive. So I would have needed to leave here. Basically, I would have needed to leave the stadium during like the seventh overtime to make my train. So I've made alternative transportation plans. It was a stupid idea anyway. You know, I thought it was kind of cool that I could do this thing where I literally get to a spot outside of State College an hour and 45 minutes before the game starts. And there's a train leaving from that same spot an hour and 45 minutes after the game ends. And I'm like, God, that's perfect. I will just hop on a train, sleep overnight from Chicago to Pittsburgh, get on another train, go cover the game, get back on the train, go back to Pittsburgh, sleep from Pittsburgh to Chicago, back to Champaign, right while I'm on the train, choo-choo, let's do this. And yeah, then the game was like a four-hour game and my entire plan went out the window. But I don't care. Hey, I don't care. I do not care because the 23 hours on the train yesterday, or overnight, I should say, literally 23 hours, left Champaign at 10:14 a.m. on Friday, arrived in Tyrone, Pennsylvania at 10:14 this morning. So take an hour off for Central to Eastern, and it was exactly 23 hours of travel. I slept on the train. I had this long journey, and I'm collecting bits to write about or maybe do a podcast about because I'm figuring this game is not going to go well. And then we get to the game, and as I wrote last night, I've had a pretty good feeling. I thought we'd cover, I didn't think we'd win, but I thought this would be a bounce-back game. And then not only did we bounce back, we beat Penn State in overtime. No, I'm sorry. Let me start. Okay, let me just... Okay, here we go. The University of Illinois Fighting Illini came on the road on national TV to play number 7, Penn State, a team that was looking at next week's Ohio State game as their chance to put themselves firmly in the playoff. And the University of Illinois Fighting Illini beat number 7 Penn State in 9 overtimes. This is a thing that happened in front of me. This is why I went 23 hours on a train. I just have so much. Basically, my train ride home, I found another way. I found there's a Illinois media member who is staying in Pittsburgh tonight, and that's where my second train leaves, and I had a four-hour layover there. So he's going to drive me to Pittsburgh, drop me at there. I'll get on my second train. I just missed the first one. I'll sleep in my little sleeper car tonight, but I probably won't sleep very much. You ever been in a little roomette on an Amtrak? Yes, it's called roomette, R-O-O-M-E-T-T-E. It's basically two chairs that face each other, and then you lay them down. You just kind of push on the top of the chair, and it lays flat, and the other one lays flat, and it's a bed, and then they put a cushion on it, and you sleep there overnight. That's what I'm going to do tonight, but I probably won't sleep much because my team just beat number 7 Penn State on the road in 9 overtimes. So I have so much to talk about. So the main thing that you saw me tweeting is... see if I can get a picture of it from here. Wait a minute. This is... why am I trying to... Okay, let me just focus. So, in the press box, above the press box is a suite. Might be, I don't know, like the chancellor's box. I don't know. I don't know how they do their suites here or whatever. It's just... above the press box is a box of Penn State fans. Their press box is basically a 2 times the size version of the old press box before 2007 at Memorial Stadium. the old, like, you know, kind of trailer on top of a erector set, whatever. And so it shakes and rattles and everything else. Anyway, there's one woman. She was the get him woman, who was screaming every time Chase Brown touched the ball, "Get him! Get him! My God, tackle him!" Normally, like, if you're seeing a game and you're near a get him man or woman, you're kind of annoyed. Like, yes, the players know they need to tackle him. It's not for lack of awareness that tackling needs to happen. But usually it's annoying. Today it was glorious. You know, I've talked about how, like, you know, I'll get to a game and I'm at the press box and there's, like, fans and they're clapping and Illinois is losing and you're just kind of bitter. Well, today at Penn State, to have, you know, the Illinois offensive line just dominating, to have the people above me through a paper thin floor above me, I can hear everything. To have the people above me, like, screaming and, like, "This is Illinois, my God, stop them. Why are they dominating? Why are they getting 4 yards on a quarterback sneak? What is happening?" That makes for a pretty darn fun fan experience. God, I'm just looking. I get, you know, this place is pretty impressive. From the outside, you know, again, the term everybody uses is erector set. Like, it's built on stilts. There's no facade to it. But from the inside, however, what, 106,000, whatever the seating is, like, I'm standing at about the 20 right now, in the front row of the stands. It's impressive. You know, and, you know, I took a couple videos as I was walking after my Uber dropped me off. I had about a 6-block walk to the stadium. Like, to see that many people pouring from campus over to here, you know, it was like an hour before the game. Like, it's impressive when you have this much backing behind a team. So for this to be the environment where we pull off a game like this, again, I'm just going to say this really slowly. This game was -3 in turnovers. And Illinois won on the road at No. 7 Penn State in 9 overtimes. -3 in turnovers? Like, if you listen to, I did a podcast from Union Station in Chicago yesterday. I did a podcast with the Field Pass guys, with John and Dan from the Field Pass, because Mikey was out traveling somewhere. And if you heard, my 2 points I made on the podcast were, like, I feel like it's a bounce back game. I feel like it'll be close. The only thing that scares me is Illinois is 9th nationally in turnover margin. And usually that's a thing that's going to maybe correct itself over a 12-game season. And so I'm like, you know, we haven't had that one turnover game yet where, you know, you're -3 and you just get blown out. We have the one turnover game. We were -3 and we beat No. 7. Penn State on the road in 9 overtimes. It would just not sink in. It's just, there's the scoreboard right there. It says Illinois 20, Penn State 18. I was interviewing Casey Washington a little bit ago. Swear to God, I'm interviewing Casey Washington, and I swear to God, I had this thought as he was answering something. I swear. Could they still review it and see? What if it wasn't a catch? I asked him a question about how tight he gripped the ball. And in my Illinois fan brain head, I was like, are we far enough after the game now that we can be assured that they're not going to say, we reviewed, get back on the field, he actually didn't have possession? That's what this program has done to me the last 30 years. So to have it happen, like, this stunned feeling is really good. And I swear to God, the sun just came out. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end this right now. I'm going to take a picture of the sun coming out over these beautiful stands over here where all these people went home sad because my team beat their No. 7 team in 9 overtimes. I-L-L.